Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tuesday night. It is 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, along with my co-host, the Fat Man, Rob Fatone.
Yo, what's up, Ace?
What's going on, brother?
Not a thing, not a thing.
And tonight, we are joined by a man that I personally have a ton of respect for, and I believe you echo those sentiments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the way from Michigan, Mr. Gideon Malice.
Good evening, gentlemen. What's going on? How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing very well.
Fantastic.
So, Mr. Mouse, you've been on the show once before. It has been quite a while, though.
That is correct.
Approximately 2 years now.
All that long.
Huh? Yes, yeah, it was about 2 years ago now. So what's been going on in your life in the past 2 years in your career?
Wrestling-wise, things have been going great. Things have been gangbusters as far as Nitro and I, as a tag team. We've been traveling all over the place, taking on anybody that is willing to step in that squared circle and, winning that goal.
That's what it's all about.
Gotta love getting that gold. How many companies you got now? I mean, your bag must weigh a ton with them belts.
Yeah. We almost have to have a second vehicle just to carry the bags.
I believe it. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah. Currently, we're carrying. Oh, let's see, what is it? 5 or 6 different companies' tag team titles. So, most prominently right now is the NWA Midwest tag straps, and here pretty soon, Nitro and I will be challenging for the NWA World titles. Tag titles against Rob Conway and his partner Matt Riviera, the Iron Empire.
Where and when's that happening?
We actually have a couple of different ones that are going to be coming up. The first one, I do believe our first opportunity is going to be in Marion, Ohio for NWA Midwest. That'll be coming up here within the next month or two.
Okay. Now, I know you do a lot of traveling. I mean, you do a lot, from my understanding.
Yeah.
How long you been in the game? How long you been traveling? And what's your favorite city that you've been to so far?
It's been a while. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. But yeah, lots of miles. Lots of good stories, lots of good times. Nitro and I have been pretty darn near everywhere. I'd say probably a couple of the more favorite ones. When we go to New York, that's always a good time. And North Carolina is definitely a favorite because we always get some beach time while we're down there. So can't beat that.
Never pass up beach time. I mean,
yeah, beach time is always great.
Absolutely.
So where I actually just forgot my question. Ace, you want to go ahead?
How long have you been in the business? You said it's been a while.
Boy. Yeah, you know, you almost lose track as the years go on. But yeah, you know, like I said, you know, I guess I just kind of leave it at that. You know, we don't want to give away my age too much.
You know, that's actually not a bad move. That's actually a pretty. I think I've done that myself. I don't want to give away my age, so I'm just gonna say it's been a long time.
So out of the many thousands of matches that, you know, you've had, and out of the...
Oh, geez, make you feel real old now, Rob.
Well, I mean, you know, thousands. I mean, you know, I haven't been in that long, and I've got at least 1,000. I know I have to.
Yeah, they add up quick. There's no doubt about that.
So getting back to my question, what would be your just all-time over-the-hill most favorite match?
As far as opponent-wise or, like, the type or style of match?
Both. Let's do both.
Let's see. You know, as far as Nitro and I go, you know, tag wise, you know, we've been involved in, you know, some all out brawls. I think some of the more exciting ones have been, you know, some fans bring the weapons tag matches. Those ones are always exciting. You know, and the fan interaction, you know, they really get into that. You know, and it's, you know, right up our alley. You know, hard hitting. You know, and anything goes. And, you know, Legion's definitely about that. As far as, you know, opponent-wise, you know, we've had the privilege, you know, of, you know, sharing the squared circle with, you know, a number of, you know, just so worthwhile, you know, opponents. And, you know, and then also, too, you know, just legends in our business. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint, you know, I guess a favorite. You know, we've definitely always enjoyed, you know, the times that we've spent in the ring with Demolition. You know, I'd say right now one of our a match that we would really like to see happen would be Legion versus the Powers of Pain. You know, that's something that, you know, that's kind of been in negotiations for, you know, a little bit now. And, you know, I think it's going to happen here pretty soon, but I can't really give away, you know, too many details about that at the moment, so.
Understandable.
Shoot, that's a match I'd like to see.
Now, with the, I've got to ask, did you by chance happen to catch the draft tonight?
You know what, I did not. I heard and saw, you know, I guess a couple of tidbits here and there, you know, as people were, you know, throwing it up on social media and whatnot, but I didn't catch it all myself, so.
Well, I can still ask this. What is your opinion on the draft and the current state of WWE?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, bringing the draft back, you know, is, you know, going to throw, you know, a little breath of fresh air into things, you know, kind of mix it up a bit, especially with the fact that, you know, they drafted and brought up, you know, some more of the newer talent from NXT, You know, that's definitely going to be a hit with, you know, a lot of the fans, you know, getting to see, you know, some of the more local talent, you know, starting to get that that big stage, you know, presence. So should be interesting to see what happens. But I definitely think that it's, you know, that it should breathe a new breath of fresh air once again, you know, into the WWE.
You know, I saw most of the draft, and I just have to say that the fact that they drafted Eva Marie and not Bailey completely boggles my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't heard that yet, but I mean, just the fact that you're saying that, you know, I'd have to agree on that one. But, you know, I mean, at the same time, I guess I would have to say that, you know, I mean, the powers that be, you know, probably have a reason for it. You know, we may not, you know what it is at the moment. You know, they may have something, you know, big as far as, you know, okay, hey, you know, we bring Eva Marie in right now, and then, you know, there's a surprise factor, you know, for the other. So I guess we just got to kind of wait and see. And you know, I mean, trust that, hey, you know, those guys have been, you know, running the big show for, you know, how many years now? So I guess they got to know a little something of what they're doing, right?
Now, one of my favorite questions to ask you know, people who come on here, if you had a choice, money's no object, you name your price in the door, what company would you sign with?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, I would have to say that I think, as far as, you know, singles competition and or, you know, tag competition, I think that, you know, myself and or Nitro also, I think that we would be a big fit, more so, you know, possibly over like with New Japan, something like that. You know, a little more, you know, strong style, you know, Smash Mouth, you know, as opposed to, you know, I guess what I would call the glitz and the glamour of the WWE. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, I think I personally, and then also the team, you know, would have a better fit, you know, with something like that.
Hey, Rob, can you hold the fort down for about 3 minutes and take care of this interview for me for about that long?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, I appreciate it. I will be right back, guys.
All right, well, okay. Now, Malice, we're talking, you know, we're talking with Gideon Malice here. Now I know you had a little. I've got to ask, you know, you there's rumors that you're coming back to Middletown shortly. Can that be confirmed, or is that on a need to know basis?
You know, yeah. There's definitely some possibility there. I will be down definitely. I already have a booking down in that area for one company, yeah, you know, I mean, there's always that possibility, and you know, someplace that I do like to come, you know, the fans are real good down there, and you know, there's a lot of good talent down there. You know, they got a lot more to offer than I think a lot of people, you know, give them credit for.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know, I mean, there's certain things. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm gonna keep quiet about that. But you know, so I mean, let's move on and ask. You know, you had said something about the different styles, the strong style, and you know, the Japanese style, and so on and so forth. And, you know, other guests on here have said that, you know, wrestling is evolving, and it's either you evolve with it or you got to get out. And, you know, there's other guys on the other side of the fence that are sitting there, and they're like, oh, well, we need a traditional values, and, you know, you're killing the business. And what's your point of view on this? I mean, let's get your angle.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, from a base standpoint, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm a tradition guy. You know, I definitely believe in the old school mentality. But at the same time, I mean, I think that, you know, some of the newer styles and wow factors, I guess, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, that we're seeing nowadays, I definitely think they've got a place. You know, I think just that, you know, if used properly, you know, I think there can be a melding of the two. You know, it's just a matter of whether people, you know, the powers that be, you know, do it correctly or not. You know, I think that, you know, the old school, the traditional way, I mean, you know, it's that way for a reason. It's tradition. It's, you know, it's the base. And I don't think that it will or ever should, you know, go away. But, you know, there's always room for, you know, new ideas and improvements. And, you know, I like I said, I just think that, you know, everybody that's involved, you know, just really needs to, you know, find that perfect melding point and, you know, take yesterday's wrestling and today's wrestling and, you know, find that happy medium to where it becomes a completely unique, you know, product mix of the two.
Now, I get what you're saying. I totally agree with what you're saying. But there's one aspect of the, let's say, old school way, because that's what everybody's calling it nowadays, old school, traditional, the foundation, you know, whatever you personally call it. You know, one of the major key factors of the old school way was kayfabe.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to elaborate on kayfabe, you know, but we all know what kayfabe means. Now, do you feel that is being lost nowadays with the continuation of the evolution of these matches, or is it still somewhat pertinent?
I think it is. I don't think it, to some degree, I don't think it's as pertinent as it still should be. I think, to some, it's, you know, it's lost a little bit too much of its hold. I think it should be, you know, a big factor, you know, still, definitely, you know, for the, integrity of, you know, of the events of the shows, you know, kayfabe is there to, you know, not insult the intelligence, you know, of anybody, you know, to protect that, you know, and I think that it should be there. Otherwise, you know, you can lose that integrity real fast.
Everybody's blaming the internet and social media for the death of kayfabe. Do you agree with that?
No, you know, I mean, I think it, you know, it goes, you know, yeah, it has it definitely, you know, increased it, absolutely, you know, but, you know, the death of that, you know, began, you know, slowly, you know, years and years and years ago, you know, back, boy, I want to say it was probably like in the, I don't know, early 30s, maybe late 30s, you know, when newscast, you know, the newscasters actually stopped reporting on, you know, the outcomes of, you know, the wrestling matches, you know, because even at that point, it was already, you know, not being viewed as, you know, a legitimate sport, you know, and, you know, they held on to, you know, kayfabe despite of that, you know, for, you know, obviously many years, but, you know, I mean, it's slowly kind of chipped away. And then, yeah, I mean, with the onset of the, you know, the internet and social media and stuff like that, you know, it's you know, definitely lost, you know, a hold a lot faster since then.
I know I walk into a locker room nowadays and everybody or half the locker room after the match goes out and sits with the fans and watches the show. And
yeah.
And you know, like just five minutes ago, you were out there yelling at these fools and now you're sitting with them.
Right. Right. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, it insults the intelligence of the, you know, of the fan.
Exactly. What'd you say, Ace?
I said that is one thing that drives me just absolutely nuts. And I've been in several locker rooms where that has happened, and I've even said something to several people about it.
I mean, now I know there's some shows that you go to, and, like, to get to the bathroom, you have to go out in front of the fans, and you still stay in character. I mean, you don't, oh, yeah, cool, whatever. Excuse my language here for a minute, but if I'm an asshole when I pop that curtain, I'm going to be an asshole when you walk up to me and ask me for an autograph. That's just me.
Yes. Yes. And for the integrity of the show, you know, I mean, now I would definitely agree with that. You know, while you're still in the building, while the show is you know going on now, you know, I guess at this point, I mean, I would kind of disagree with that. Like if you know, say the next day or something like that, you bump into somebody that happened to be at the show, you know, and they come up and talk to you and they recognize you or whatever. At that point, I would say, you know, if you continue to be that character at that point, then, you know, you're kind of insulting the intelligence of the fan at that point, because, I mean, you know, the fan realizes, hey, okay, you know, it's a show, you know, it's this, but, you know, I mean, if you run into somebody like the next day, like I said, you know, they're not expecting you to be, you know, that, you know, same kind of thing, like, somebody goes and sees, you know, whoever, you know, big actor, you know, goes and sees one of their movies, and lo and behold, the next day they happen to run into that person, you know, they're not expecting, you know, that actor to be that character that they just saw in the movie the day before.
I guess I'm just an asshole to begin with. I mean, you know, but anyway.
Well, yeah,
I'm going to hold my peace on that one, Rob.
Oh, man. So have you been invited to the gathering this year? Or, I mean, I know you haven't been with JCW for a while, but I heard some speculation that you were going to be at the gathering this year.
You know, no, I'm not going to be. So, you know, we don't need to speculate on that. I mean, I do stay in contact with them. I talk with, you know, KG, and whatnot. I wasn't, you know, nor am I, you know, going to be, you know, part of the gathering this year. Not that, you know, I wouldn't mind it. It's definitely a, you know, phenomenal experience. But no, that if that rumor was, you know, floating around, then that's what it truly was this year.
Gotcha. That's disheartening. I mean.
Well, thank you.
Ace, you got anything to ask here, brother?
When are we going to see you back in Southwest Ohio?
I'm sorry. Rob did ask a similar question, and I do have you know, some upcoming dates, you know, that will have me down in that area. You know, I mean, as that information, you know, is available, you know, it'll certainly, you know, be out on my social media page. So.
Oh, excellent. I'm sorry I missed that. I had a urgent Diamond Enterprises matter I had to take care of.
Hey, you know, we got to do that sometimes.
Which actually will lead me to an announcement later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
couple weeks ago, we had a guest on here. We had the 2016 Prince of the Death Matches. Now, there's apparently a lot more of these tournaments than I first realized. Have you ever thought about getting in one of those, seeing how tough Gideon Malice just really is?
You know what, if that opportunity arose, I mean, you know, would I turn it down? You know, no. You know, do I think that it's, necessary or essential for me, you know, at career? No. I mean, I've been involved in hardcore matches, at various times throughout my career, you know, light tubes and, you know, tables and, you know, you name it, thumbtacks and, you know, barbed wire and baseball bats, you know. So, I mean, it's been there. Have I ever actually been a part of one of the King of the Deathmatch tournaments? No. But, like I said, I mean, if that opportunity arose, you know, it definitely be something that I would consider. So far it hasn't. But, I know I can easily fit in into that genre if the need ever arose.
Okay.
I'd be scared for anybody that came across you in one of those tournaments.
That would actually be something I personally, being 10 years in the business, would actually buy a ticket to go watch.
I appreciate that.
And I don't buy tickets to shows. I really don't. I don't know. Just for me, I mean, I don't even watch much wrestling on TV. I watched the draft tonight just because, you know, I wanted to see the draft.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, I fast forward through everything. I watch the promos that I want to watch. And, you know, I mean, you said you stated yourself earlier that, you know, you didn't yourself watch the draft. I mean, do you watch much? Do you have the...
I try to catch, I prefer to watch a lot of the, you know, I'll watch, you know, old school, you know, style stuff, old NWA and, you know, stuff like that online. I will turn on the WWE here and there, you know, and sometimes, you know, just have the TV on and have it in the background. And if, you know, if I know something's, you know, coming on that I do have an interest in seeing, you know, I'll certainly, you know, stop and watch it. Or, you know, if as the show's progressive and whatever I'm doing, you know, if I hear something or something catches my eye, you know, I'll stop and, you know, and watch that. But, you know, on a regular basis, you know, no, I don't like, you know, sit down and just, you know, watch it in its entirety.
I know the feeling. So I'm gonna do a little something that I haven't done yet on these shows, and I'm gonna dig for a little dirt here. I want to know if you're willing to reveal it. I want to know your worst opponent, just the one guy that you felt never deserved to be in a ring. He couldn't shine your boots, let alone mine. Just that guy. I want to know that guy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you know, throughout the years, you know, you run into those guys. Boy, you know, I'm never really one to, you know, throw people under the bus. You know, I mean, when I have an issue with somebody, I mean, I address it, you know, personally with them. You know, so I'm not going to take the opportunity to name any specific names, but I know what you're getting at. You know, there's unfortunately definitely guys out there, you know, that, you know, claim a part of this business that they have no business claiming.
I mean, you can say my name, it's cool. I mean, I ain't going to take it the wrong way.
What's that?
I said, you can say my name. It's cool. I ain't going to take it the wrong way, brother.
No. I have shared the ring with you, Rob, and you definitely, you are not one of those guys.
Well, thank you for that. So let's see. What's the furthest you've traveled for one show?
Oh boy. Let's see. Probably, let's see. Yeah. At 26 hours.
Wow.
Wow.
Was that by plane, by car?
I'm sorry?
Was that
yeah,
by
that,
plane?
That would have been by car. Yeah, that would have been by car. Yeah, normally those long trips would be, you would do by airplane. But yeah, sometimes, that doesn't happen. So sometimes, you just bite the bullet and, especially earlier on in in careers, you do a lot of that bullet biting.
Oh yeah, trust me, I know that firsthand. Oh yeah, pulled 2,000 miles out in one weekend and barely left the tri-state area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the miles add up fast.
So out of all the miles that you've traveled, you must have some wild road trip stories.
Oh yeah, there's definitely stories out there, that's for sure.
stories are the best part of the road trips. You care to divulge any of them stories?
Ooh boy, I would have to say for the maintenance of my personal I don't know if you want to say reputation, but then also others that I travel with, I probably should just kind of hold those near and dear to my heart.
Okay, so we're gonna go with the Fifth Amendment here. That's okay, we're constitutionalists. Well, I am, I don't know about Ace, but
oh, absolutely. Always protect the innocent or the guilty.
Ace, you gonna ask him a question? I've been doing your job here, Ace.
I know you have, and I appreciate it. Like I said, I had some business I had to take care of. I just lost my train of thought.
This is unprofessional.
Yeah, I know it is.
You got all this dead air. You've got this gentleman on here, multi-time tag champion for five, six different companies. I'm gonna let him choke bomb you.
Oh, please don't. I've seen that choke bomb in action. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
I felt it. It's not. Choke bomb him.
Although,
I gotta ask. I heard something, and like I said, I'm gonna do a little dirt digging tonight. Sorry, Ace. I heard something, and I want to know if it's true. Are you getting your weaselly old man back?
Am I getting my what?
Are you getting your little half-pint, weaselly, long-haired, annoying chihuahua back?
I don't know anything about that.
You don't know anything about that?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
Man, you do like to dig up the dirt, Rob.
I do. I mean, I like it. I mean,
Now, as far as that goes, there's no personal hard feelings there, but that individual, took an opportunity, he claimed he wanted with the business, and in my personal opinion, he just kind of crapped it away. So, it is what it is. I guess I look at it and it's a shame. But, at the same time, it's like, I think if more people would deal with it that way, you know, and just say, hey, you know what, this is, you know, this isn't for me, and just be willing to, you know, step away. I mean, I think that's better than either sticking around, you know, where they know they don't really belong, or, you know, they you know, try and, you know, weasel in, you know, in a, you know, a backdoor fashion. You know, when you've got the opportunity to, you know, to do it and do it right, you know, you don't look gift horse in the mouth, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, like I say, you know, there's no personal hard feelings, but, you know, I would rather have somebody walk away than, you know, than half, you know, do it half-heartedly.
Yeah, I know if you guys need to walk away.
What's that?
I said, yeah, I know a few guys that need to walk away. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know,
yeah,
a few guys that should walk away as well. But, and that's actually part of the reason that I haven't made a real return, any kind of return to the business.
Yeah.
Because I know too many people that don't need to be involved, and fortunately some of those people have walked away.
Well, you know, but unfortunately, even sometimes when those people walk away, they end up walking back. And it's,
yeah,
like, no,
that's very
away.
True. That is very, very true. I know one promoter in particular who will remain nameless, who has that issue.
I think I picked up on that, Abe. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, Rob, you know who I'm talking about, or at least I would think you do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Good times. It's always good times when Gideon Malice is on the phone, or, you know, imparting his knowledge on us. And you got any, speaking of knowledge, you know, you got a vast amount of it when it comes to this wrestling business, I'm sure. What would you like to pass on to those who deserve to be in the squared circle and want to actually learn?
Well, you know, I mean, the biggest thing that I always say is that, you know, I mean, if it's truly what you want to do, you know, anything that is worth doing right. You know, so for those that either are, you know, looking to get, you know, to get into the business, or for those that are in the business that, you know, honestly, you know, probably shouldn't be, for, you know, reasons of, you know, getting into it the wrong, you know, through the back door, or, you know, through wrong channels, you know, find a reputable school. You know, there's a number of them available. There's a number of them out there. And there's usually one that is, you know, at least fairly close to almost any area of the country that you live in. You know, find a reputable school, get reputable training, and do it right. You know, it's the right thing to do for the individual. It's the right thing to do for all of your potential opponents. It's the right thing to do for all of the promoters that bust their hump, you know, to put on events, you know, that give us an opportunity to do the thing that we love to do. And it's the right thing to do by, you know, by the fans, you know, that they deserve to see, you know, quality trained athletes.
Yeah, because they're paying their hard-earned dollars to come watch you. So
that's right. And why so many people think, you know, look at the wrestling business, you know, differently? Because, I mean, you know, to please name any other sport, you know, major league sport out there that you can just walk, you know, oh, I'm just going to walk out onto the onto an NFL football field, you know. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm a football player, you know, I don't need any training, you know, or out of, you know, into a, you know, major league baseball stadium. You know, yeah, just put me in the lineup, you know, I don't need to learn how to play. Just put me on the lineup. Well, no, you know, you can't do it with any of these other, you know, major sports. You know, I don't know why people think that they, you know, could or should, you know, be able to do it with professional wrestling.
Exactly. I mean, it's the people nowadays are they're sitting there and they're like, oh, professional wrestling, that's not a sport. That's a male soap opera. That's entertainment. That's all fake. I've got injuries that says otherwise.
That's right.
Hey, let me smack you with a chair real quick. See how fake that is. That's usually my response. I carry a chair around in the trunk of the car. I mean,
yep.
I'm fat. You never know when you got to sit down.
Family, I believe that.
Yeah. So, have you gotten onto the Pokemon Go craze? Because we as wrestlers, we're supposed to be like the best at this.
Absolutely not. I was not a fan of Pokemon when it originally came out in card form, and I am not a fan of Pokemon in a digital version either.
Yeah, there was a story put out. A little girl ran out into traffic to catch a Pokemon and got hit by a bus, and they're blaming the game.
Yep. Yeah, there was, you know, some guy, he was out on the West Coast, walked off a 90-foot cliff because they were paying attention to their, you know, little Pokemon game. You know?
Wow.
That's you know, true. I mean, I guess in concept, you know, I mean, I don't have anything against the game. I mean, I'm not a fan of it, you know, and I guess the concept of having, you know, getting people out and about and, you know, outdoors, you know, I mean, I guess, it's kind of an interesting idea, but, you know, I mean, the game developers have to remember that, you know, a lot of the, you know, American public are just too stupid, you know, to do that responsibly. You know, like you were saying, you know, they get out there and they're just glued to that little screen and they're not paying attention to anything that they're doing except for watching that little digital, you know, monster, you know, show up and, you know, they're walking into people, they're getting hit by cars, they're, you know, you name it, it's happening.
Yeah. It's like all basic instinct just flies out the window.
Right. No common sense. Common sense is a superpower these days.
Especially with today's youth.
Yeah.
But I will say, Michelle Obama spent 8 years trying to get kids to go outside, and Nintendo did it in 24 hours.
Yep,
that's very true.
You know, like I said, you know, I mean, in concept, I think it's got, you know, it's got some potential, but, you know, I think it's just in the execution of, you know, how it's done, you know. People just aren't paying any attention. You know, it's kind of sad.
It is. And what's even more sad is the guys who we've been talking about that don't deserve to be in the business, the ones that I know, they're talking about turning it into a gimmick. Oh, yes. Yeah, so leading into using that as a lead-in, what's, like I said, you've been around on all these shows. What's your top five favorite and worst gimmicks that you've had to experience?
Boy, let's see, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I get, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, because it's a personal thing, you know, as far as, you know, like judging a gimmick. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, whether you like it or whether you don't, I mean, that's going to be a personal opinion, but I mean, you know, there's been some interesting ones. You know, I think one of the, my least favorite, you know, one that I've seen is, you know, it kind of almost goes along with that Pokemon Go, but, I've seen a few different people do it, but almost do, you know, they have, almost like a Game Boy or, you know, something kind of, you know, gimmick. And, you know, they kind of have that 80s look, and they've got that, boy, what was it called? That it was a controller that you wore on your hand.
The Power Glove.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen them wear that, and it becomes part of the match, you know, like they can control, you know, for some odd reason at some point in the match, you know, they can control what's going on with this Power Glove, and it's like, you know, come on, you know, you know, talk, if you want to talk about insulting the intelligence of, you know, the fans, you know, to me that's probably one of the worst ones that I've ever seen. You know, absolutely awful.
That's almost as bad as the one match I saw where they attempted to use the Force from Star Wars.
Yeah, yep, I've seen that as well. Yeah. Yep.
I'd rather watch a guy wrestle a mop.
Yeah, and that's not saying much.
Exactly. So,
the match on YouTube, actually. The guy wrestling the mop.
Yeah. So we went over the least favorite. What's your stance on impersonators? Because everybody's around here complaining, you know, especially in this area. Every time a Doink the Clown pops up on a flyer, you've got at least 10 or 20 people bashing that show. What's your stance on impersonators?
I think if they're not actually trying to claim that, I guess that's where the because I don't necessarily have a problem with you know, I guess what you would call like a tribute gimmick. But if you're actually trying to pass yourself off as, you know, like when a lot of those places, you know, will put on, you know, for instance, you know, a Doink the Clown, you know, I mean, everybody knows that the original Doink the Clown, you know, passed away. You know, so obviously that is not the Doink the Clown, you know, and, you know, to you know, put, you know, oh, you know, former WWF, you know, superstar Doink the Clown. Well, you know, you know it's not, you know, so again, I mean, you're going back to insulting the intelligence, you know, of everybody involved, because, you know, I mean, it's obviously not. You know, so, I mean, something like that, I mean, I definitely don't agree with something like that. Now, I mean, if it's a legitimate, you know, like tribute, you know, to a known, you know, superstar or whatever, and, you know, it's made known that's the case, you know, they go by maybe a different name or something like that, but they look just like the, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. As long as they're not, you know, like trying to deceive people into thinking that they're actually that superstar when they're not.
Okay. Ace, you're up, buddy.
I have one question, and it actually leads back to the only times I've ever actually seen you in the ring.
Okay.
When is the last time you faced Great Akuma? Because those are some of the my favorite matches I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know what? I have not wrestled Akuma in probably at least a year. You know, our careers have you know, we've had a, you know, different paths. You know, especially with the fact that you know, for the most part, you know, I mean, with Nitro, you know, we've been focusing on our tag team. You know, I've been doing you know, limited you know, individual events. Most of what, you know, what's going on, you know, has been tag team. But yeah, actually, it's probably been at least a year since I've wrestled Akuma. I do know that he and I are going to be on a show together, you know, coming up within the next month or two. We won't be opponents, but, you know, we are going to be on the same event, you know, so it'll be good. It'll be a good opportunity to see him. But, yeah, it's been at least a year since I've wrestled him.
Like I said, those are some of my favorite matches I've ever seen in person.
Oh, yeah, I've had the pleasure of running into him on a few of the events that I've been traveling to here recently. He's a good guy. I like him.
Yes, agreed.
So there's a lot of stories I hear from vets in the business and talking about how, you know, bad promoters have stiffed them on their pay, and they've taken the title belt and walked out the door and mailed it back to them after they PayPal'd them the money. And you got any stories or close encounters like that?
Oh yeah, you know we've encountered that you know on a couple of occasions, you know, and you know, we try to be as civil as possible, but you know, at the same time, I mean, you know, you're talking about you know, a person's livelihood here, so you know, you only civility only, you know, sticks around, you know, so long, and then and then it has to take a back seat. But yeah, you know, there's been a couple of occasions, you know, with that. I won't throw anybody under the bus. But yeah, you know, there's been times where Nitro and I, you know, we either together or individually, you know, we've, you know, had to confiscate something, you know, known to them, you know, that hey, you know, we're gonna hold on to this. You know, we understand, you know, whatever they're saying about, oh, well, the gate this or, you know, whatever. Okay, you know, that's fine. I understand you're, you know, you've got a predicament. That's fine. I can be understanding, but, you know, understand this. You know, I'm going to hold on to this, you know, until I get, you know, what, you know, you promised me. So, you know, it's an unfortunate side of the business. You know, it does happen. But, you know, I mean, there's been a couple of occasions, you know, where we've actually, you know, caught, you know, promoters trying to, you know, hightail it out of a, you know, event before, you know, before it gets over so they don't have to deal with it. But those are usually a little bit uglier because the person wasn't actually, you know, going to, you know, be a man enough to, you know, to talk to the people about it. He was just going to try and, you know, scoot with what he had and disappear. But, yeah, you know, there's a shady side to just about everything in, you know, in life, you know, and, you know, pro wrestling, you know, is no exception.
Yeah, and yeah. Where there's good, there's evil, and where there's evil, there's scum. So, you know. And, you know, it's sad to say that our business as a whole is judged by that, let's say, 15-20% of scum that's out there.
Yeah. You know, but you know, honestly, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, that's typical. I mean, you know, if people look at the bad, that's what they remember. You know, I mean, you can do a, you know, as an individual even, you know, you can do a, you know, a million good things, but, you know, you screw up once and that's what people will remember. You know, so, you know, should it be that way? No, it shouldn't, but, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, a lot of times that's the side of the business that, you know, people will judge it by. And, you know, I personally, and I know a lot of other people that do as well, you know, but I personally, you know, try to, you know, always put my best foot forward and show people, you know, that positive side, you know, of our great business. You know, because, you know, I think it deserves that, you know, that respect.
And I know a lot of companies out there, you know, a lot of companies out there that run charity shows for certain charities in their areas and in their cities. And I know one company, I don't know if you have worked for them. You may have. I know I saw Akuma there last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was IBW, International Best Wrestling.
Okay.
for International Big Time Wrestling.
Yeah, Rudy.
With Big Boy.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, their last charity show they just had, unfortunately, had some obstacles and had to be canceled. But, you know, one door closes, another one opens. But
yeah.
But like I said, I mean, wrestling on a whole is, I mean, it's good, wholesome family entertainment. And there's that 20% out there that's ruining it for the rest of us. But, you know, we're kind of running out of time here. I want to give you an opportunity to throw some plugs in for your personal accounts that you may have and any shows that you want to advertise and so on and so forth.
Yeah, big one right now, I guess. You know, I got coming up, next one I will be defending the NWA Midwest Tag Team titles this Saturday down in Marion, Ohio. And, you know, we look forward to that. So anybody that, you know, might be in the vicinity of Marion, you know, check my social page. You can get all the information for that show. And, you know, come on out and, you know, have a good time. And, you know, enjoy yourselves, you know. And, you know, just soak in that glory that, to me, is, you know, professional wrestling.
Now, you said you had a social account. Do you you want to plug your social accounts?
You can look up my fan page under Gideon Malice. You know, I post.
Hello? Well, Rob dropped off. And he's back.
I have no idea what happened.
Me neither. But we're about out of time. So I want to go ahead and thank Gideon Malice for appearing tonight. This has been an excellent interview, even though I had to step away for 5 minutes.
I'm always covered for you, Ace.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And I want to announce that next week, and this is part of what I was taking care of when I stepped away. Next week, Southwest Ohio manager extraordinaire Uncle Simon will be our guest on Matt
Cat.
Nice.
Uncle Simon.
So I'm really looking forward to that. He's a man that I consider both a friend and a mentor. So... but we are about out of time. So, Rob, as always, it's been a pleasure.
And sell it, because that seems to be your catchphrase.
What?
We are about out of time.
Fight me, doughboy.
Hey, it's not my fault that these people tune in every week to listen to HFW Radio, damn it.
These people tune in every week to listen to Matt Chat.
And it always turns into HFW Radio.
Somehow, some way, it usually does. You're right. But this time it couldn't be helped.
We're
at the time. So for my co-host, Fat Man Rob Fatone, this is Ace Diamond saying good night, everybody.